531. An Asia Pacific Report article from earlier this month looked at an ongoing issue over the last few months involving the Pacific Media Centre at the Auckland University of Technology. The article reported that AUT has denied claims that the Pacific Media Centre was being dumped or sidelined. The centre's recently retired director, Professor David Robey, had raised concerns about the way AUT is handling the PMC's leadership succession, as well as the removal of its physical office without a clear relocation. We are joined now on the phone by Professor David Robey, a former director of the Pacific Media Centre and professor of journalism at Auckland University of Technology, a journalist for more than 40 years reporting on post-colonial coups, indigenous struggles for independence and environmental and developmental issues in the Asia Pacific, who recently, well, announced his retirement in December last year. And joining us in studio, Ena Manui Deva, Tahitian doctoral candidate for more. Good afternoon, welcome, and thank you for your time this afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Brian. Thank you.
Hello, Brian.
Firstly, we're going to begin with you, David. And in terms of this situation, what is the latest communication you've had with AUT regarding the Pacific Media Centre and plans for its future use, along with relocation?
Well, frankly, bear in mind that I'm the former director and I retired in December, so there's no obligation by AUT to inform me of what is happening at all. But I think that it's fair to say that I'm speaking on behalf of many of the people who have worked very hard for the centre over a number of years. Is really it's the lack of honesty and lack of transparency from the school on actually what is happening with the centre. But I do believe that expressions of interest were called last Friday, and an appointment of a new director would be made sometime in April. That's why my understanding at the moment.
Now, before retirement, what were the conversations you had with AUT, in particular AUT's School of Communication Studies head, Dr. Rossa Johnson?
Well, we'd had a number of conversations and put up a number of representations, particularly because I had the Pacific Media Centre Advisory Board representing our stakeholders around the Pacific, Asia-Pacific region, and so on, putting up representations. And frankly, the impression that I got overwhelmingly was that we weren't being listened to.
The first inkling to you, other than the initial conversations, that something was amiss in terms of a PMC that caused you concern, especially for its future and future direction as part of AUT ongoing?
Well, I think it's clear that there was the lack of commitment quite some time ago. Although AUT was saying one thing, you know, that they supported the centre and wanted to press ahead with it, all the actions over the last couple of years were very undermining if they were committed to continuing the centre. For a start, you would expect that the university would have appointed someone with a similar sort of background, a specialist in the Asia-Pacific region, like myself, and there are a number of those around, but they weren't prepared to advertise openly for someone like that to be appointed. The appointment is going to be an internal one, and I understand from the expression of interest there's not even a special requirement of expertise in the Asia-Pacific region. So it's hardly a signal that there's a commitment for Asia-Pacific continuation of the centre.
Mm. Now, I understand with the actual physical space there, where it was housed previously, all items have been removed from the office?
That's right. I mean, it was quite extraordinary because it was done just after the Christmas period when many staff were not get bad consultation with anybody in the Pacific media, as I understand. And everything was just removed and packed up in boxes and put away in a locked office and so on, which I wrote to the university at the time, and I said, this is unconscionable for a university to be doing this. Effectively, it was 13 years of building up the centre, the mementos, the history, materials, theses, etc., all just being shunted aside, sort of removing 13 years of work on the centre.
Mm. With that, David, please give me an overview of the last 13 years of the Pacific Media Centre, its history as well as its contribution to journalism in the Pacific since opening.
Well, I think it's it's been quite unique, the contribution in the region. There's no other centre like it in Australia or New Zealand or the Pacific. It's had very close connections and rapport with University of South Pacific in Fiji, University of Papua New Guinea and PNG and so on. And it's had a network of not only student journalists around the region, but actually working journalists in the region. And so it's made quite a contribution, especially with special projects such as the Bearing Witness Climate Change and also the Pacific Media Watch project, which enabled sort of professional experience for students as a bridging between their studies at AUT and going out into the workplace. And all those students have gone through those sort of projects, have gone on to tremendous, tremendous jobs around the region.
Now, in the same APR article, it said that there has been growing suspicion that AUT management will look to change the Asia-Pacific focus of the centre. Your thoughts or elaborate on this, please?
Well, as the university denies it, of course, but we shall see very soon once they make an appointment and once they formalise the new directions of the centre. But as far as I can see, and as far as all my colleagues who are involved in the centre over the last few years, all the signs have been that they would not continue on with the wide network and projects that have been established over many years, which would be a huge disappointment. Well, not only for me personally, because I work very hard to build up the centre, but for people all around the region. I mean, the stakeholders, I mentioned earlier on, that stakeholders didn't seem to be listened to at all. And these stakeholders have worked very hard to build up the centre.
Mm. We'll come to you now, Inna. Thank you for patiently waiting there. Your involvement with a PMC during your time at AUT, tell us more about that.
Oh, thank you, Brian, and hello, David Robbie, Professor David Robbie. Now, I came into the frame once we had a webinar, you know, having to do with the 35th anniversary of the bombing of the Rainbow Warrior. So we had with somebody who was organizing it, a professor in Canada, and then I got into meeting our dear friend Professor David Robbie, and then we talked about how we can, you know, how we can present ourselves as for me, for example, as somebody who is from Monga River and who is as well in Tahiti, who's been involved and whose family has been involved in the fallout, you know, of the so that's how it started. So I met David, and then from then I decided that maybe I should write something about what happening at the time. So I had some contact in Tahiti, especially with our independent leader Oscar Temaru. So we had a discussion, and that's how it started. I started to be a contributor last year in November. So I wrote this article about Oscar Temaru, how the French are still trying to pin him down as somebody who wants to get away from the French, stronghold on our country and our government. So that's how I started it. Yeah. I wrote four or five different articles on the PMC, yeah.
For yourself, as a contributor and working closely with Professor David Robey and the team at PMC, how important is it to have an ongoing presence such as the Pacific Media Centre at Auckland University of Technology to continue to not only tell the stories of the Pacific but also highlight issues that are happening in the Pacific that may not necessarily be highlighted in mainstream media outlets?
Yes, what I look at this PMC, I can see that the voices that in there are indigenous people. You know, I from Tahiti, I can talk, or from French Polynesia, I can talk. I know some people there. I've got an inside view of what's happening there. So you can ask somebody else. A journalist from outside will have a different view. But at least in this pool of people are working, are contributing to the PMC, we have people who know the place, who know the area. I mean, the Pacific Basin and the Asian area, you've got different places where people know what they're talking about. It's not about a journalism of a general view. This one is a particular view by particular people who belong to the community. So that's what attracted me to that, because I can bring in my view. It might not agree with other views, but at least it's a view that comes from inside the community.
Yes, and so much more weight for yourself being from, you know, with your article, from the area. Your thoughts on this situation currently unfolding at PMC?
Well, I haven't got, I mean, Professor Roby, I've got 40 years of working around, you know, for the Asia and the Pacific area. I haven't got his experience, and that's what it's a bit disappointed that we have. David writing a kind of suggesting a succession plan, and it's not been, if you want, followed. So I'm just trying to think, you know, who else has got 40 years of that? 13 years for the PMC, but 40 years altogether. And then we might be quite, it's a bit disappointing as well, that the fact that, you know, they knew that David wrote in March last year, 9 months of it, prepare for a succession plan. They didn't do anything. What they're doing now is look for expression of interest. And to me, it's just like playing down the clock, you know, trying to say, well, we're going to this. But there is no expert. I will not ever follow our dear David, you know, on his path, because he's been there for 40 years. Is quite a long time, so he knows what he's talking about. And it is for AUT a platform of excellence for the Pacific and Asia region. As David mentioned, that, you know, we haven't got anything else nowhere near the Australian coming up to us. So this is, to me, is the jewel for AUT having a view from the Pacific and the Asian and trying to develop it. You know, not just, I know David is going to go, but there will be some people in there. I'll get involved in this. We have got another colleague who's involved as well in this, somebody who knows about it, knows the region. So it's stunning for me to see that, you know, people are not paying attention at the top. You know, so that's what's happening. So it would be very, very, very disappointed that, no, it's not his message, or this PMC is not carried over and doing the same job, you know, bringing students in. I mean, most of the students that will be coming in will be Pacific Asian. You know, that's what you need in the show diversity. That is it. You can get it through this PMC, you know, platform.
Yes. Now, finally, for yourself, David, and of course, Inna, you know, what action can be taken to ensure that there is, you know, a presence for PMC at AUT moving forward, and maybe even to hold to account AUT for the responsibility of telling stories of our Pacific people?
Well, I'd say that listening to the people who are actually involved in the centre now, there are two people that are really key and central to carrying the centre forward, and I just get the impression that that AUT is not listening to these people. It actually has an agenda, which is something completely different from what's involved in the centre now, which is hugely disappointing. I mean, there's some of the people that are involved in the centre at the moment. There's one in particular who's been involved right since the very beginning in 2007. Another one who's contributing a huge amount at the moment, who's been involved for a number of years. And they would continue the diversity approach that the centre would have. It just seems to me that the university is rather sort of not willing to continue with all the good work that's been done, which is a great pity.
Professor David Roby and Inna Manuireva, thank you both for your time this afternoon. I greatly appreciate it in highlighting this issue. Thank you both, and have a great day.
Thank you, Brian.